Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Straw Hut Media.
Today's super celebrity fan is the one, the only RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star winner, Jinx Monsoon. We talk about the power of saying yes and a potential super secret project in the works. Find out what that is on Behind the Shadows with the one and only Jinx Monsoon.
Breathing is so overwhelming, heartbeats are a hassle, tell me, why would anyone want to be alive? Death might have a reputation before she arrives, but trust me, we have way more fun in the afterlife. We have way more fun in the afterlife.
I am super excited for today's guest. I have been such a huge fan of this performer for so long, and then come to find that they themselves love the show that I get to work on every year. It was just an honor just to cross paths. So please welcome the one, the only, Jinx Monsoon.
Hi, Harvey.
I should have really said all-star winner Jinx Monsoon. All-star winner Jinx Monsoon. Congratulations.
I believe the title you're looking for is Queen of All Queens. That's the title that's been plucked out of the air and bestowed upon me by the Grand High Witch.
But it's fitting.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, thank you. I'm not going to deny it. It's so funny to be talking to you through Zoom after we've just spent the last weekend harassing each other at Comic-Con.
And just for the audience at home who's listening to this or might be watching, we are in the same hotel in different rooms, which is so funny, but it's actually, you know, just for technology, we kept that way. But we had a great time this weekend here in Seattle, which is your hometown.
Ish. I was born and raised in Portland, but then I lived in Seattle for like 11 years, and it really defined me as a performer and entertainress. So whenever I get to come back to Seattle, it feels like a homecoming. And when you live in Portland or Seattle, you kind of live in Portland and Seattle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make
you,
sense.
Californians.
Californians, we get it. I think the same thing for us is like LA, and then 2 hours away is like San Diego. So it's like, oh, I'm from LA, but I, you know, mm-hmm. I don't live in San Diego, but I can go to San Diego whenever I want. So I guess, you know, the same thing. But I do love Seattle. I haven't been here in a while. And we know last night we're hanging out with Hale, which, you know, Hale Appelman and some friends, and we went to what was it called? Unicorn. Went to Unicorn. And then we... Mm-hmm. And then we went to your favorite place that you recommended, and it was lovely.
Pony.
Which was Pony. Yeah.
So many horse-themed bars in Seattle. Yeah.
I saw the
How
theme, and I was
the old
like,
girl?
You know, still kicking for a Sunday night. But so I just want to go back to, so you're a fan of Shadows. I want to go back to the beginning. What is it about the show that draws you in?
Well, you know, I was a fan of the film, and just the concept and the premise of the film. And what draws me to both the film and the series is the performance of the, of all the actors. Like, it's not enough that it's just like a vampire mockumentary, which I already love. But I mean, like, the performances that you see on the show are just incredible. You know, I'm obsessed with Natasha Demetriou, and I basically harassed her into being my friend, you know, just like,
which is so funny because she literally came up to me and she's like, oh my God, you're not going to believe it. I think it was mutual. Like, you were obsessed with her and she was obsessed with you. She was so excited to do your podcast. She was so excited that you even reached out. Like, she was like through the moon. She loves RuPaul's Drag Race and she loves you. And so it was so lovely to see that same reaction in person, like talking to you about her and then talking to her about you, because it was like you didn't know you were doing the exact same thing.
TV's a funny place, man. But yeah, I love the performances, and then just seeing like the crazy ideas that the writers come up with, you know, like the show goes, I just love that. I mean, it's the same reason I love animated shows, is when it's animated, you don't have to be bound by the laws of physics or science. You know, you can do whatever the hell you want. And I love seeing writers just be completely let loose. And Shadows, like, because of the supernatural element, it's very similar that way. Like, you want to write some witches who want to steal Laszlo's sperm into this episode? Eh, sure, let's do it. There's no reason not to.
It's really true. When you hit it right in the coffin, it's it's just the idea that I was talking to Stephanie Robinson, who's one of our EPs and writers, and you know, she said it's like we're making a cartoon, because you know, in this world we have a baron who eats pizza pie for the first time and then vomits profusely like a deflating balloon in midair. Like, it's just the idea that this is real life, and that we put it on screen, and it's it lives, you know, as a show. It blows my mind, because there's no the sky's the limit, you know. And even then, we go further than that. It's like, which kind of relates to what you're saying, that it is kind of in the world of like anything's possible. In a cartoon, anything's possible, but this is live action.
Yeah, and knowing that so many of the people involved are Drag Race fans, it makes perfect sense to me that there's like so much camp throughout the show, you know, because it's not just you and Natasha, but the two of you are always telling me about Taika being a Drag Race fan as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think of, you know, another thing I think you and I have discussed before that really draws me to the show is the unapologetic, like, acceptance that any person who lives as long as these vampires have lived probably has lost all hang-ups on sexuality and gender norms. And, like, I love that all of the vampires are essentially pansexual.
It's true. I mean, when you're immortal,
yeah, you get bored. You gotta try everything, right?
It is true, though. I mean, what a great thing to, you know, an example to live by. What would we do if we had no restrictions or fear, you know, because most of the time as queer people, like, I feel it's society expectations and standards that are put on everyone. And what would you be like if you just threw that out the window? And that's when you really live your authentic self, you know? And these vampires do that. They feast, they love, you know, they fuck, they do whatever they want.
And they've got great fashion.
They got great fat. I mean, we're talking, you know, Laura Montgomery, our costume designer, who just got nominated for an Emmy, is so amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you see those outfits this season so far, and last season with Naja and the doll, the matching outfits?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta say, the doll, you bring up the doll, and I just have to say, that's another moment when the show, like, I was like, okay, this show has decided that they can do anything they want. Because I, one thing I love, and my best friend Kenny, who's the real, I'm like a witch nerd. Kenny is a vampire nerd. Of course, there's overlap. But I love watching, because, you know, every vampire show or movie or franchise has their own set of vampire rules. You know, these ones can go in the sun. These ones can't. These ones, you're the like most glamorous version of yourself. These ones, you're frozen in time whenever you get bit. I love watching shadows like create their own vampire rules. And when they brought the ghosts back, because technically they died when they became vampires, so there were human ghosts left behind, I was like, why? I never even considered that. And now they're getting like closure with their human ghost selves. And that's important to vampires, to get like ghost closure. I just loved it so much. It's just such a good show.
We have way more fun in the afterlife.
I love how proud you are to be on it. You're like the show's biggest cheerleader, and I just love it, because I would be the exact same way if I was in your position.
I am, and I, you know, thanks for saying that, because I do love our show, and I love our fans, and I love that, you know, the love that we get, and the fandom, and the art that they create, and all the sweet messages they sent us, and, you know, I created this show basically for the fans, because there was, you know, we aired or premiered season two during the pandemic. And so we really couldn't go to Comic Cons, or we couldn't do the shows and that routine and get to hear what the fans had to say. And so I did it out of, you know, wanting to give something back to the fans. And it was supposed to be a one-er. It was supposed to be a one episode thing. Mm-hmm. And then someone said, well, I'll see you next week. And I was like, what? I was, no. And so we did this show, and now we're like, you know, and it's a new variation for the last 3 years just for the fans. Cause I think personally, it's always cool to talk to creatives and behind the scenes. You never get to talk to the costume designers or the producers or the writers or the set designers or diehard fans, you know, or diehard celebrity fans who love the show as much as we love making it. And that's, I think that's unique. And I think that it's, it really hasn't been done like this, you know, before. And I pride myself in having met so many talented people like you who love the show, because your art and your craft is so great too. And so it's like a compliment on top of a compliment. So I thank you for saying that.
Well, I think there's a common thread between the shows we both have worked on. I'm like using the phrases that apply to both of us, since I just do one season every 10 years. But, you know, it's, I think what you'll find is there is extreme loyalty in fan bases for work that reaches out to outcasts, you know, and make them feel less like outcasts. I know, just to even, you know, just to even have drag queen representation on television, you know, because when I saw my first drag show, something in my like queer human ship, my queer humanity, my personage, something was unlocked and came to life the day that I saw my first drag show. And the fact that now people are like having that experience through television and all across the world, because there's a little drag queen inside of them just like waiting to burst from the chrysalis of that person. It's just like, it's fun. And I say this again about, you know, your show, but it's like to see, you know, like vampires, the misfits always identify with vampires, right? I mean, that's like misfit number one. We want to be some like, when I was a little misfit, I wanted to be a witch or a vampire, because then I was like, well, then there would be, you know, like, oh, that's why she's isolated. It's because of something cool, not because one wants to play kickball with Jinx. I don't know. I kind of rambled off there. I rambled off. I made some kind of point.
No, you made a great point. And the idea, you know, that is true. The kids in the playground who feel like they're weird or they stand out, they long for something like watching, you know, a show where they can be awakened into like, whoa, that's a world I didn't know it was a possibility. I personally get people come up to us even this weekend at the con, people who are, you know, Latine or, you know, or plus size or full body or queer, and you don't see, you know, and or drag queens that for so long weren't on your TV screen. And so for so long we were told there was no world for us on screen, and here we are on shows. Here you are, the queen of all queens, all star, and showing some little Jinx out there that there is a world for them, and that they are welcome, and they are loved, and they are worthy of love. And so you're, through art, we're actually kind of healing and being progressive and welcoming more people into the way that we wish we would have felt when we were little.
It sure makes my work feel more rewarding than when I look at it the other way. You could explain what I do, which sometimes when I'm feeling salty, like someone's like, what do you do for work? And I want to say, I dress up like a woman and act like an idiot for money.
Please tell me you have like a cigarette while you say that.
Yeah.
I dress like a woman.
I dress up like a woman and act like an idiot while people throw dollars at me.
Now, do you want to lip sync or not?
You want a lip sync? It's going to cost you.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
that's been one of the highlights of Comic-Con is, you know, whenever Dayla and I are going from one place to another and someone's transporting you to your next engagement, and then we just hear this little 1940s. Oh, who let you two in here? Great show, girls.
Have a good show, girls. I'll see you out there.
You had this little Eve Harrington character you were doing all weekend, and it certainly brightened my spirits. Did you meet anyone at Comic-Con?
I did. I was gonna say, what I love about you, Jinx, is that you are yes and, which I think this is why you love the show so much, because that is the world we live in. It's like an improv. The rule number one is yes and. You are, not shy away. If I throw you, like, just because potentially, I could go into a room and look like an idiot and do a bit, and it doesn't reciprocate. No one jumps on board. You could look insane. I could look insane any second. And you never drop the ball. Like, if it's like, come in and I do the bit, it's like, good luck out there, girls. You're going to need it, you know, and then like walk out and you're like, oh, she's absolutely terrible. You know, like the idea that you yes. And
well, I mean, yes, I do, because I love that kind of shit. But I'm also a Virgo. So sometimes when I'm yes anding, I convince myself I took it too far and the other person is just laughing and playing along because they're too afraid to tell me that I hurt their feelings or something. Cause I will commit to a joke. I committed to a joke with you. I also committed to a joke. All these people were like, following me into the green room, and I forgot they were like just inches behind me, but I walked into the green room and just like immediately walked out of my shoes after being in my heels for like 5 hours, and I just left them at the threshold of the door, and then my agent walking behind me was like, ah! Ah! I was like, oh my God, I committed to the joke too hard. I just thought it was so funny to that it was like the shoes couldn't enter the green room. And I did it pretty masterfully, but I created a walking obstacle for my agent. Anyway,
I saw that. I was there. Yes, Anne. I saw that happen. And I thought it was a bit that your agent was in on, because when you came in, you kicked it. You kicked the shoes off. They went flying. One of them went behind you. And I was like, and your agent, literally, I think one of them, she leaned down and grabbed it. Like, oh, jinx. Your shoe. You lost your shoe. And I thought it was so funny. I was like, is this a bit? I was like, oh my God, this is a great bit. It now includes other people. It's ready to go. You open. It's ready to tour. It's ready to go.
This is how I start every show now. It's with this.
We have way more fun in the afterlife.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Speaking of shows, you are doing a tour, and mm-hmm. I'm super excited. We got to catch you on your last tour. Natasha, Matt Berry, and I, we got to see you in Toronto.
That was mm-hmm. such a crazy night. Do you remember how people were like chanting and they were choosing sides between Dayla and I, even though we were like in the show together, but they were like,
yeah,
Jinx killed Dayla. It was a nutso night.
They decided,
but it was a lot of fun.
It was nuts. It was fun. I know you never, like, no one announced that. No one said anything. It was just the audience themselves took it upon themselves. It was like, Jinx killed Dayla. And I was like, what?
It was like a wrestling match or something, but we were just putting on a holiday drag show.
Speaking of the show, it was so good. It's so funny and so clever. You're such a great performer on stage, and I think that translates to on screen, obviously. But I think, like, if more people like saw how many layers you have on stage, like your nuances, like, it's just so great to see you as a performer. The other day, even here in Seattle, I was walking outside, and you were in the middle of singing a Hello Dolly song, and you well, Hello Dolly, you know, and you committed, and it was just like, and I was like, Jinx is so talented, in the parking lot, the valet parking of the hotel, and I was just like, I love that. I love your energy. I love that you, it doesn't matter where you're at, you are oozing talent and positivity. And I love that. I think I think we need more of that. And I'm hoping that I get to see you in person more, because I love your energy. It's just always so great. And I can't wait to see this next round of the tour that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Harvey. And talk about yes, and you started singing Hello Dolly with me. We were doing a full blown MAME revival outside our hotel.
It's true.
Yeah, we've got to find a project to work on together. Mm-hmm. Because I can just imagine you and I riffing off of each other with purpose. If this is what we with no purpose.
Imagine if we had like a script and a storyline in front of us.
Imagine if someone were asking us to do any of this.
you heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first. I mean, it's true. Maybe we should ask the fans, the audience, if they have any ideas. If you have any ideas, comment. You know, and send us your ideas, and we'll take a look and see what looks cool. Pitch us your ideas. What we're saying is, come pitch Jinx and I your idea for us. Gang, go.
Yeah, why do we have to do all the work?
Yeah. I don't like it. Going back to the idea of a show and shadows, I want to ask you, what is your favorite episode so far from all seasons?
Oh, my favorite episode so far. Well, the ones I've already mentioned, the ghosts, the witches stealing Laszlo's sperm. Those are two highlights for me. I really loved watching Nadia and Nandor fight over the Vampiric Council. I love that Kristen Schaal has been, it feels like her part's been getting beefier. Let's see. Okay. I'm trying to think of an all-time favorite episode.
This is always hard and interesting at the same time.
Oh.
You did mention the witches, and I feel like the witches was the first thing you said, but is that overall your favorite or that those moments?
I think that episode is my favorite, and the one where Nadja keeps... Is it when they meet Nandor's ex-girlfriend and Nadja keeps screaming, "I don't hate fucking Jean!"
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When
might be my favorite episode. Gail, I don't hate fucking Gail.
I love that one.
I think that might be my favorite episode.
That's a great episode, and it references the scene in Twilight. So we do the kickball scene, and we're playing with the werewolves, and it's like literally mimicking that. That was beautifully shot too, in the middle of a winter storm. That was like the week that we had a big storm in Toronto, so we had to do all the kickball scenes in the field of just snow, like 8 inches of snow that fell that night, and it was just the most beautiful, like, tragic goth looking it was a great episode. And then Guillermo getting jealous as well of the relationship with Gail.
Oh, that was a good one. Will they won't they situation with Guillermo and Nandor. I mean, you know, and I even though I know Colin Robinson is designed for you to not like the character, right? Like, that's if you don't like Colin Robinson, I think that means the writing's doing its job, right? But I also I love the episode where they're trying to figure out more origins about energy vampires and they get sidetracked by the siren. You know, my favorite episodes are always ones that bring in another mythical character, because I love seeing the vampires interact with other mythical characters. That's why I love the witches and the ghosts and I just love Nadja's prejudice against witches. Like, I love those details.
She spits when she says it.
Yeah. As a nerd who loves, piecing together lore and stuff, that's the stuff that really draws me into fantasy shows.
I love that too. And we always introduce something. This season we introduce gnomes that come to life, fairies. We have fairies this season. And I love that last season the siren was not the traditional siren that we expect and know of from, folklore or whatnot. That this half the siren is a singing siren and half of their body is a chicken.
Yeah. What I love about that is it took what we know about like sirens and harpies and kind of blended them together and created your own version of a siren. And I love that kind of stuff. That's why I love the writing, and I'm just such a nerd for this show.
We have way more fun in the afterlife.
I was going to ask you earlier, even though it kind of changes the topic a little bit, but I'm very curious because I was nerding out, you know, even though we've chatted and interacted here and there, I still get nerdy excited to see you out at events and stuff when we get to riff off each other. I was really excited to meet Hale. But I also was like freaking out because there were some voice actors from Futurama and people kept telling them I was like a huge fan. And like next thing I'd know, Morbo, the news monster, would be behind me like yelling at me at Calculon. And then I got to meet Phil Lamar, who's just lovely. And so I was wondering, was there anyone you nerded out over meeting this weekend at Comic-Con? And you can't say me and Dayla.
Well, there goes that answer then. I mean, yes, I always just, you know, geek out when I see you both. It's lovely. And here at the Comic-Con this weekend, I will say I got a little freaked out to meet the beautiful, wonderful Elvira. You just is so iconic.
You're
and
never
we have a
prepared.
Picture. You never prepared. We have a picture with her, and it is so iconic. We recreated the Sophia Loren and who was it? Blonde. It was the picture when she's looking down her top because she's full. You know, oh my God, what is it? It was the blonde bombshell. I can't think of the name of the actress.
I feel like everyone says it's Marilyn Monroe, but it's not Marilyn Monroe.
It's not Marilyn Monroe.
Is it Ursula Andress?
No. It was the other studio's version of Marilyn Monroe because Marilyn was at 20th Century Fox. And this person, what is their name?
Blondie Blondin.
Blonde Blondin. I gotta look this up because Blonde Blondin is gonna ruin. Blonde Blondin is gonna. Oh my God, I have to look this up. Wait. And also, they had a. I mean, they were also connected or associated with like the Church of Satan. It was like this whole thing. It was like a documentary that I saw. What is their name? Jane Mansfield.
Oh, Jane Mansfield.
Mansfield. That's who it was. It was James Mansfield's picture. Yeah, looking away at the cameraman, and Sophia Loren thought she was out of the shot, but she's looking at her like cleavage. And we recreated. Anyways, that whole story was to lead up to the point that we recreated that picture with Della, Jinx, and Elvira, and myself at a table at this Comic-Con this weekend. And it's one of my favorite memories. But yeah, that was one. And I got to meet Freddie Prinze Jr. very briefly. And that was nice. But I think for me it was Elvira. Like I remember watching like Elvira like movies every Halloween and then again in the summer. Like I all the time, you know. So it was just such great comic timing and so nice and humble and beautiful and it was lovely and her energy was great. So I was really excited to meet
She's
her.
She's a firecracker, that Elvira. And we had a little kiki with Nathan and Christian, who are the writers on Our Flag Means Death. Are they the writers?
Nathan's a writer, but he's also in the show. And he's so funny and so hilarious. And I was with them and Hale last night as we took your recommendation and loved and had a wonderful last night in Seattle. So it was wonderful.
I'm so glad you had a good time at those bars. I mean, now that I don't drink, I'm less inclined to go out to a bar. Imagine that. But
yeah,
I still make time. I still make time to go out to Pony when I can because that was like I used to live down the street from Pony, and that was like where I would end every night. If I had like a gig in Seattle, I'd always wind up at Pony, either in full drag or half drag, and I'd stay there till close, and then I'd stay there with the staff afterwards while they'd clean up, and then whoever was manager that night would say, "Someone get Jake's in a car."
Oh, Pony, the memories will live on forever.
Did you take photos in the photo booth?
No, I saw it and I walked by and I looked at it. I was like, oh, it was actually very calm and quiet. It was a Sunday night, so obviously it wasn't too busy. And they have a nice patio. We were just lounging in the patio. But it was lovely and it was great. It was really cool. I wish I would have taken photos in the photo booth now that I think about it. Well, that only means I have to come back to Seattle.
Exactly.
It's okay. Yeah. Well, we have asked all our guests this season on the show this question, and I want to ask you, as you know, this season, Naja opens up a nightclub, and it's Naja's. If you, Jinx Monsoon, had a drink at Naja's that was consumable for humans, not vampires, but for humans, what would that drink be called, and what would it consist of?
Okay, I got it. It would be called the Redhead Redemption, and it would be like cherry liqueur set on fire, served in like a goblet, maybe like with lavender kernels in it. I don't know.
That sounds good. I like that. I want it. We'll see it at Naja's really soon. Well, it's been so wonderful talking to you, Jinx. It's always so nice to see you in person, to talk to you, your energy. I can talk forever about how wonderful I think you are, and I love
we
that.
We could talk or not talk for hours.
Oh my gosh. We have to think of something. We have to do, even if it's a one night woman show.
We do
One Night in Vegas. I love it. But thank you for coming on the show. I love that you watch What We Do in the Shadows. Thank you for coming on the podcast. The fans love you. And I'm excited for potentially, hopefully, doing something with you in the future. What do you want to tell all the fans who watch the show?
All of these performers, you might have to look in international distributors to find it, but all of the performers on What We Do in Shadows have other wonderful shows that they're a part of that like are just as hilarious. Like I've watched Stathlet's Flats and Natasha and Ellie, which are two shows that Natasha's also on. Is it IT Crowd? It's not IT Crowd.
The IT Crowd. The IT Crowd. Yeah. It's IT, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The IT Crowd.
Well, anyway, the performers on What We Do in Shadow have, like, go find their body of work because I see a lot of it because I work in the UK so often. Oh, international travel, ever heard of it?
It's true. You have to go check it out. Check out all of Matt and Kayvon and Natasha's work overseas. And if you audience listening right now and watching right now, you should definitely check out this year's tour with Jinx and Ben de la Creme because they are absolutely hilarious. Where can they find information for that, Jinx?
Oh, you go to jinxanddela.com. That's jinxanddela.com. And the Jinx and Dela Holiday Tour, this will be our fifth consecutive year creating a new holiday show. Our fourth year touring, we'll be doing the UK, Canada, and the United States. So check out the website and find out where we're going and see this. I'm really excited for this year's show. I can't release anything about the plot yet. But we're taking it strange new directions.
I love it. My kind of show. So you heard it here. Get your tickets now before they sell out. And Jinx, thank you so much again. I love you so much. And I can't wait to see you again.
I love you too.
I love you too. Have a good show, Jinx.
Poor Harvey.
Behind the Shadows is a production of Straw Hut Media, hosted by Harvey Guillen, produced by Ryan Tillotson, Amada Sanchez, and Tyler Nielsen. Original music by Trevor Bumgar and Chris Hendricks, vocals by Maggie Glass. If you don't already, subscribe wherever you're listening, and make sure to follow Behind the Shadows podcast on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content. And tune in live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on the What We Do in the Shadows subreddit for an AMA with Harvey and special guests.
Breathing is so overwhelming. Heartbeats are a hassle. Tell me, why would anyone want to be alive? Death might have a reputation before she arrives, but trust me, we have way more fun in the afterlife. We have way more fun in the afterlife.
See you next week.